This is part B of the stealth revolution in religion and government in the last days, number 4. Let's come to Luke 11. We'll talk about, again, the religious leaders and also the doctors of the law. And the doctors of the law, to me, sound an awful lot like the legislative council members who write law. All those laws that don't make any sense, all those laws, the IRS laws, the EPA laws, the Medicare laws, they wrote them all with all of their rules and regulations. Luke 11, let's pick it up here in verse 37. Luke 11, verse 37. Now, while he was speaking, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him, and he went in and sat down. But all the Pharisees, seeing this, wondered why he had not first washed before dinner. Because you're going to make a point. Hands that have not been washed do not contaminate the food. Then the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are full of greediness and wickedness." Isn't that true of religious leaders and political leaders? "Oh, we're clean." Well, we just had the thing with the governor of South Carolina and others ad infinitum, and the former president of the United States, etc. Greediness and wickedness. And it's still amazing how they come to Congress or to the presidency, and they have an average amount of things, and they leave and they're multimillionaires. How does that happen? So he says, "Fools," what he calls them, that's what Christ thinks of them. "Did not he who made the outside also make the inside?" Because God is a heart-knowing God, isn't he? He knows what's going on. So he says, verse 41, "Rather give alms from the things that are within, and behold, all things are clean to you. You love God, you love your neighbor, you believe God, you live by his word. All things then are clean. Woe to you Pharisees, for you pay tithe of mint and rue and every herb, but you pass over the judgment and the love of God." That sure true. Did they love Jesus? Oh, they crucified him, condemned him, right? Yes. "It was obligatory for you to do these things and not to set aside those lesser things. You're to do all. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the chief seat in the synagogues and the salutations in the marketplaces." Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the chief seats in the synagogues, salutations in the marketplaces. Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are as unseen tombs, and men who walk over them do not know it." Isn't that true, politicians? They are never what they seem to be, because they have image. Someone in the message that I gave, number 3 message, said, "Well, if they don't write the laws, and they don't do these things, what do they do?" And I think Dolores had the answer. They run down to the congressional barbershop, get their hair done for $150, and put on their $2,000 suits, and run out and give a press conference. Or go vote. What do they really do? Unseen tombs. You don't know what they do. And what's in the unseen tombs? Legislative council. Verse 45, and one of the doctors of the law, that's equivalent to a lawyer, answered and said to him, Teacher, by saying these things, you are also insulting us. So Jesus immediately apologized. No, he said, Woe to you also, doctors of the law. This is just like our legislatures and senators and representatives, federal, state, and local. For you weigh men down with burdens heavy to bear, but you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. So when asked the question to President Obama, are you going to sign up for the same health care as everybody else? No. And in the bill, they specifically exempt all the representatives and all the senators, and they are entitled to go to 12 different companies to get their coverage, and it's paid for by the government, and I wonder if they're going to let them tax them because that's in the upper deluxe bracket. No, will not touch it with one of your fingers. Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your fathers have killed. Therefore you are bearing witness and consenting to the works of your fathers. And who was their father that Jesus said in John 8 that we covered last time? Satan the devil. For they indeed killed them, and you build the tombs. Because of this, the wisdom of God also says, I will send prophets and apostles to them, and some of them they shall kill, and others they shall drive out, so that the blood of all the prophets poured out from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the house of God. Yes, I tell you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe to you, doctors of the law, for you've taken away the key of knowledge. We could say today, you have violated the Constitution over and over again with your laws. And you yourselves did not enter, no, we're all exempt. And you prevented those who were entering. Amazing, isn't it? Now, I want to tell you about two books. The first book is Protocols of Zion. Now, someone will say, oh, that's a racist book. Well, it's not. I've read it from cover to cover. Every word. Now, the Jews say, it's a forgery. We didn't write it. The Russians say, we didn't write it. But why is it that every proposal in here is coming to pass? You need to read all the Protocols of Zion. Let me give you the author. All right. Translated from a Russian text, Victor E. Marsden. And then also, there are some things in here that Henry Ford wrote in the Dearborn Independent. And because the Jewish lobby was so strong, they threatened to destroy his company unless he renounced what he put in here. Which proves the point. They have the political power. So I recommend that you read it. Now, you're probably going to have to search the internet for it. You might even find a digital copy somewhere. But read every word, and don't take the thing which says, which some people say, this is racist. It is not racist. And as a matter of fact, there was a report out of the 100 most influential men in the world, and 50 of them were Jews. So that was not very well spread around. There's another book that I'm going to read parts of for you, which is called The Conspirators' Hierarchy. In other words, who are the men that answer to the powers and principalities? And who are those that Satan uses? There is a committee of 300. And guess where it is founded? In Rome. And it is over the club of Rome. Have you ever gone online and looked up about the club of Rome? You might do that. This is written by Dr. John Coleman. Now, you might go online and look him up. Dr. John Coleman. He's in Carson City, Nevada. This was published in 1997, the fourth edition. And the purpose of this book is to show who runs the world. A lot of people won't believe it. So get the book and read the book. And ask yourself the question, have these things happened? And are they happening? And if they are, then it's true. The purpose of this book was to uncover what power it is that controls and manages the British and United States government. I am thoroughly familiar with all the well-known secret societies such as the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, Trilateralists, the Zionists, Freemasonry, Bolshevism, Rosicrucianism, and all of the spin-offs of these secret societies. One of the reasons why the Committee of 300, I'm reading page Roman numeral 3 now, has been so successful in concealing its existence from the broad mass of the American people. Apparently, few thought that there must be some kind of a coordinating, controlling body that oversees and coordinates the activities of the local-level agencies. They didn't want to admit that there was a conspiracy. Now, let me read a little bit more. Page 1, Committee of 300. What we did find, because he says he followed the principle of seek and find. What we did find was that the people walk in great darkness, that is, the people in general. And that's what the Bible says. Behold, darkness covers the earth. Remember, it's going to be the darkest before Jesus returns. Mostly not caring or bothering to find out where their country is headed. Firm in the belief that it will always be there for them, and this is the way the largest population group has been manipulated to react, and their attitude plays right into the hands of the secret government. So the government you see is not the government that really is. You've heard of the term New World Order? It's coming. It's coming. This will tell you who it's going to be. In order to get an idea of how vast and all-pervasive is this conspiracy, it would be appropriate at this point to name the goals set by the Committee of 300 for pending conquest and control of the world. There are at least 40 known branch offices of the Committee of 300, and we shall be listing all of them together with a description of their functions. The big names. All right. Page 13. The Club of Rome is a conspiratorial umbrella organization, a marriage between Anglo-Saxon financiers and the old black nobility families of Europe, particularly the so-called nobility of London, Venice, and Genoa. The key is to the successful control of the world is their ability to create and manage savage economic recessions and eventual depressions. The Committee of 300 looks to social convolution on a global scale followed by depression. Are we right at the edge of that now or not? As a softening up technique for bigger things to come, as the principal method for creating masses of people all over the world who will become its welfare recipients of the future. Oh, well, you shouldn't be reading those things. All right, page 17 lays out all of their 21 objectives. I'll read some of them. To establish a one-world government, new world order, with a unified church and monetary system under their direction. Not many people are aware that the one-world government, began setting up its church in the 1920s and 30s. Two, to bring about the utter destruction of all national identity and national pride, which was of principal consideration if the concept of a one world was to work. Who declared that I am a citizen of the world? Who did he signal with that statement? To engineer and bring about the destruction of religion, more especially the Christian religion, with the one exception, their own creation, is mentioned above. Has that happened? Is Protestantism going down the tube? Has the churches of God been scattered? Yes. To establish the ability to control each and every person through the means of mind control, what Brzezinski called technotronics, which would create human-like robots, and a system of terror. Number 5, to bring an end to all industrialization and the production of nuclear-generated power in what they call the post-industrial zero-growth society. 6, to encourage and eventually legalize the use of drugs, make pornography an art form which will be widely accepted and eventually become quite commonplace. Has that happened? 7, to bring about depopulation of large cities according to the trial run carried out by Pol Pot in Cambodia. 8, suppress all scientific development except for those deemed beneficial by the committee. 9, to cause by means of limited wars in the advanced countries, by means of starvation and diseases in the third world country, death of 3 billion people by the year 2050, people they call useless eaters. 10, to weaken the moral fiber of the nation and to demoralize workers in the labor class by creating mass unemployment. Where are we? Even some killing their own families because they lost their jobs and had no possible means of support. 11, keep people everywhere from deciding their own destinies by means of one created crisis after another and then managing each such crisis. Is it strange that Rahm Emanuel said, we won't waste a good crisis? 12. Introduce no new cults and continue to boost those already functioning, which means rock music gangsters such as Filthy Degenerate, Mick Jagger's Rolling Stones, the gangster group known as the European Black Nobility, and all of the Tavistock-created rock groups that began with the Beatles. And those like the Kiss, you know what Kiss is? In the service of Satan. The Grateful Dead. To continue to build up the cult of Christian fundamentalism begun by the British East India Company servant Darby, which will be misused to strengthen the state of Israel by identifying the Jews through the theory of God's chosen people. 14. To press for the spread of religious cults such as Muslim Brotherhood, Muslim fundamentalism, Sikhs, and to carry out mind control experiments such as Jimmy Jones and Son of Sam type. 15. To export religious liberation ideas around the world so as to undermine all existing religions, but more especially the Christian religion. Has that happened? 16. To cause the total collapse of the world's economy and engender total political chaos. That is about ready to happen. 17. To take control of all foreign and domestic policies of the United States. That's fait accompli. 18. To further support a supranational institutions such as the United Nations, the International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements, the World Court, and as far as possible, make local institutions less effective by gradually phasing them out and bringing them under the mantle of the United Nations. 19. To penetrate and subvert all governments and work within them to destroy the sovereign integrity of the nations represented by them. 20. To organize a worldwide terrorist apparatus to negotiate with terrorists whenever terrorist activities take place. 21. To control the education of America with the intent and purpose of utterly destroying it. Does that happen? Now, he brings all of that out in this book and how they did it. So and it's called outcome-based education. I will read no more. You get the book. You read the book. Now, let's understand some things. Where will this lead? And let's also ask the question, why is God going to take his wrath out on this end-time generation in the way that the book of Revelation tells us? Okay. Number one, we all have the Word of God. If you have the Word of God in your house and you don't read it, you have a witness from God and you have no excuse. Number two, the turning away from God, and as he points out in one page here, that one of the things that has caused this nation to go down and for them to gain the power and control over this nation and over Britain and over the world has been abortion. So I'm not the only one that has said that. So where is it going? There will be a new world order that will be here. How soon? We don't know. But it's getting closer all the time. And with the proposed G20 international financial system, there will be a world financial system, which will eventually come into the mark of the beast. Let's come to Revelation 13. We've been there before, but let's look at it again. Because this is what is coming on the world. Revelation 13. Now here is a beast that has 7 heads and 10 horns. And those 10 horns represent the 10 toes of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar saw and was struck by the rock cut out without hands and destroyed the image. And Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar, in the days of those kings, the God of heaven is going to set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. So rather than get depressed over this, look at it this way. The kingdom of God is closer, and we're going to take over, and we're going to run this world. That's what we have to be prepared for. We cannot solve it politically. We cannot solve it spiritually. It's already well in the grasp of Satan, the devil, and his henchmen. It's coming. And on his heads, the name of blasphemy. In other words, Satan is the origin of this. And it says right here, Satan gives him his power. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard, and his feet like the feet of a bear. And his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his throne and his great authority. Now we'll see how great that is. It is a new world order. And it is the last system that's going to be on earth before Christ returns. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, slain to death, but his deadly wound was healed. And the whole world was amazed and followed the beast. The whole world's going to be brought into. This is not some little thing off in a corner somewhere. This is worldwide. And they worshiped the dragon, Satan the devil, who gave his authority to the beast. And what did he tell Jesus? If you will worship me, all of this will be yours. So that's how he gets it. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who has the power to make war against him? And a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy was given to him, and authority was given to him to continue for 42 months. That is after the deadly wound was healed. Now notice what he's going to do. This is why Barack Hussein Obama is not the beast. He is not the Antichrist. It doesn't mean that he is not against Christ. In blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. And power was given to him to make war against the saints and to overcome them. And he was given authority over every tribe and language and nation. Now that's all encompassing, isn't it? Yes, it is. And the hierarchy of the committee of 300 are those who carrying out the policies worldwide in all nations to bring that about. So read the book. You see, we live in a time where we have the whole Bible. We have a lot of information to us. We have ability to understand the prophecies because we live in the end times. That gives us a great responsibility because God has said, to whom much has been given, much will be expected and required. Now remember, we are training for eternal life. We are training to rule this world. That's what it's all about. That's why you have to know that these things are happening. That's why you cannot look to any nation, any government, any politician, any religionist to save you from the things that are coming. You need the strength of God, the protection of God, and you need Him to guarantee that you'll be in the kingdom of God. Now notice how complete this is going to be. And all who dwell on the earth will worship Him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now I'm going to give another sermon, maybe covering some more aspects of this. But let's notice what the religious leader of the world is calling for. All right? Pope Benedict XVI is now calling for a world government that has singular authority over all of humanity. It's interesting that his thrust is not to one nation or another, nor is it directed to the United Nations. The controversial papal statement came just before a meeting of the G8 nations and the scheduled meeting between the Pope and President Barack Obama at the Vatican on July 10th. In explicit language and direct, the Pope calls for a true world political authority to manage the affairs of the world. What's standing in the way of that? The United States of America. At the same time, however, the Pope also warns that such an international order could produce a dangerous universal power of a tyrannical nature and must be guarded against somehow. The Pope's call for a world political authority amounted to an endorsement of a new world economic order, a long-term goal of the old Soviet-sponsored international communist movement. Bloomberg.com highlighted the Pope's call for a new world order with teeth. Isn't that something? Now, the last part of this. Sounding like Obama himself, Pope Benedict says this new international order can be accomplished through reform of the United Nations organization. Now, remember the sermons that I've given in the past? What did I say how this would come about? A reformed United Nations. There it is, right there. And likewise of other economic institutions and international finance so that the concept of the family of nations can acquire teeth. They're speaking it. They are wanting it. It's been prophesied in the Bible. Dr. John Coleman wrote the details of how it began and how it's being carried out today and who are the ones who did it. And the book, The Protocols of Zion, was the precursor to it. So a lot of people are going to say, well, it's the Jews. No, it's not the Jews. It is all come together now under the auspices of the Club of Rome and a committee of 300. They control the world today. At their beck and call, there will be a collapse of all financial systems to bring in a world international financial system. How soon? Don't know. But it can't be too far away. Then what'll happen after that? After you have a world financial system, and remember what we've talked about with the mark of the beast, you've got to have a number. You need something greater than a social security number. If they have a one world international bank, guess what you're going to have? You're going to have a checking account in that one world bank with your particular number. That is the last step before the mark of the beast, which will be a chip in the right hand or in the forehead, so you cannot buy and sell. And you will be controlled. Those who take the mark of the beast will give up their free will and their free choice and will become total vassal slaves of Satan, the devil, and the world system. So that's why we need to understand these things. There's not too much more time to understand them. So we'll finish here. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.